This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
The content found on TheBestDayEver.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with Truth Calkins, the master of superfood, superherb nutrition, and he's here today to talk to us about building our testosterone and building it the natural way. Truth, a lot of people listening to this podcast are bombarded with advertisements on TV and magazines for different methods to boost their testosterone. You know, boost T, increase T is a real kind of a buzz topic right now. And people all over the place are wondering what they can do to increase their testosterone, not just men, but also women. And this is an issue that becomes more important as we get older, as our testosterone decreases with each passing decade. So Truth, you're here today to talk to us about great natural ways to boost our testosterone. Also, how we can understand testosterone in the broader conversation of overall health and definitely longevity, living into our 90s, 100s, and beyond with a lot of vigor and a lot of vitality. So thanks for joining us.
I'm here, Lucian. Thank you. I'm ready. It's an exciting topic.
So Truth, let's get into testosterone. I know this is one of your really favorite topics because it's often misunderstood and it's sort of classified in the libido / sexual category of health, and there's a lot more to it than that. So let's get into what testosterone is. Let's talk about androgens, and let's talk about improving our health through better hormones and androgens.
There are androgens and there are estrogens, and androgens are sort of like the nature's original anabolic steroids, and they give rise to the hormones, the chemical messengers, that through growth and throughout lifetime keep the male predominant characteristics growing of the male phenotype. And testosterone's really not a male hormone, and we'll talk about that more when we get into the women's side. It's very important for women as well. It's really important to understand all the different hormones, how they work in the body, what affects the hormones. It's good to understand, you know, what your gender and how the hormone affects you more or less if you're male or female. What we're really looking for, why are people even interested in testosterone? They're looking for health. Where is the mainstream research and data coming from? Testosterone is considered the male sex hormone. So most of the study and the research with testosterone from modern Western allopathic approach that most people learn from is all on sex drive and libido. Okay. So when young men today in our modern world get on the internet and they're starting to think, I need to improve my libido, or the next thing might be muscle mass. You know, I want to work out in the gym and I want to get bigger muscles. Or they idolize pictures of bodybuilders who have done unusual things with very high levels of synthetic anabolic steroids, not natural ones like we're going to talk about here. You know, these are powerful substances because you can see what it's done to their body. When people are taking these synthetic steroids that are at high doses, they're very powerful. They're also very dangerous. You've got to know both sides to them. Someone brought up in our society, in our culture, doesn't have full understanding to all aspects of true natural core health in a balanced longevity state, which if understood properly, they could get to peak with no side effects and maintain it for way longer. So because they have a lack of information, they're so busy training or into their sport, they hear that other people are doing it, they just want it. So, give me the testosterone, or give me, you know, and they're taking synthetic testosterone. There's pill, pellets, cream, injections. I'm so much more fascinated with the other approach. I can agree it's tempting if you don't know enough about your health, feel like you're starting to age and you're hearing that people are doing bioidenticals and men started this age and gosh, I'm already this old, so maybe I need testosterone or something, so I should just go out and take it. That's where my problem is, because that's what so many people are doing. But it's so far from the truth, in my opinion, if you would take the time to really learn about all aspects of your health.
How do you approach testosterone beyond simply sex drive?
It's so much more than sex drive and libido, and it is so much more even than muscles. We have androgen receptors in our bodies, male and female, in our brain, in our spinal cord, in our nervous system, in our bones, bone marrows, our Jing. Testosterone is highly neuroprotective, nerve protective, which is so important. so important to protect the central nervous system. That's your consciousness is through the central nervous system. When the nerves are thick and juicy and strong and you have a lot of connections, and some people are born with really good, strong nervous systems, and I can just tell when I take their pulses and I test their chin. They have deep stages 1, 2, and 3. I can tell when I look at their face. I can tell when I talk to them. They're not shaky. They're not overly nervous. They're not high-strung. They're not hyper. They don't get insomnia. They're rock solid. And they can push their body hard to the limits, and that solidity and flexibility they have in their central nervous system will just spring them right back to the core. They're strong. So having strong testosterone helps protect the nerves. It helps increase bone density. Okay, it helps, yes, the muscles, and it helps, yes, keep the body fat down. And that keeps the estrogen down. And it helps the heart. It's cardioprotective. And that is so important. The heart is like the pump to the whole body, and the blood flow that you're going to get to your whole body is so important. But the heart is also like a brain because it's got a lot of neurons. There's actually brain cells on the heart. So increasing heart health is very, very important. And then there's reproductive health. In Chinese medicine, when they talk about sexual health, it's not so egotistical and gratuitous as it is in our Western culture. Not that there's anything wrong with sexual health. I mean, if you want to feel good, that's fine. If that's what makes you feel good, then go for it. You know, and testosterone will help you, and ginger herbs will help you, you know, and lowering your estrogen will help you, and aromatase inhibitors will help you, and, you know, everything you can, and being born with great ginger is definitely a help. And you can measure your testosterone levels, and you can see where you're at, you know. In our modern times today, that's quite a wide range on a testosterone test. Normal is anywhere from 260 nanograms per deciliter of testosterone up to 1,000. That's a real broad range. Well, I can't tell you how many guys, like a lot younger than me, like some of them still in their mid-late 20s, okay, or 30, that are coming up to me at the same truth. You know, I got my testosterone tested, and I'm only 250, or I'm only 350. I get a lot at the 250 to 350 range, okay, and they won't even talk about it around anybody else. They got to lower their voice. They're really embarrassed and they're really concerned. And these guys, they look still to me pretty virile, pretty strong, pretty young. But the more I look closer at their psychology, at their confidence, at how their life isn't together, how they're not really fully invested or believing in themselves, how there's certain hang-ups and issues, or how they have sleep problems, they wake up in the middle of the night with their cortisol or their stress levels. It's very psychosomatic. Then I start realizing, you know, there is correlations why there could be low testosterone. And it is, these hormones are connected to the Shen, to the emotional sides. The hormones drive you. They tell you what to do. You just know. It's intuitive. It's inside you because you have testosterone and you have IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor 1. You have growth hormone. You have DHEA, the main adrenal steroid, pumping through your body. Your body makes these, and it's been making them at the right level at the right time. And you don't have things that are blocking it. Emotionally, you don't have the toxins that are blocking it. Hopefully, you just avoid the big Jing leaks that can hit so many men when they get into social drinking early, and they drink a lot, and it just floors their hormones. Or they go through abuse of some type, emotional, psychological trauma, that can really have a dramatic effect on their self-esteem, and then their hormones crash, and their immune system crashes, and then they get estrogenic, and they get candida, which is estrogenic, and that can be part of the whole story. Normal. What is normal testosterone? For men, it seems to be pretty steady, 20, mid-late 20s through 30s. Oftentimes can peak at 40, up to 44. And that area on average is about 670 nanograms per deciliter is average. A lot of people believe that still around 500 is good. Anything under than that, you could be expecting a bit less health, a little bit less vitality, a little bit less energy, a little bit less confidence, a little bit less immunity. Anything that boosts sexual vitality in a cumulative, permanent, long-term way that stays, you see, that's fundamentally building your core. And that sex drive doesn't just give you the confidence to go out and reproduce or to compete with other males, to conquer them, to get a mate, like animals have to do in nature, which is a big reason why they have their sex drive. That confidence isn't just about mating. It's about you. It's about you being able to succeed in your life and your dreams and your career and making money and going out and making a life for yourself, believing in the power of yourself, believing in your sovereignty. you know, we are all sovereign beings. And if a person just has a really strong attitude, you hear that, attitude is everything. Well, it affects your hormones, it affects your gene, it affects your testosterone. Your attitude will change your testosterone, it'll change your hormones that drive you. And that gives you the inner power. And you feel so good in your body when you know who you are and you know what you want and your hormones are strong and your gene is strong. It's like no one can tell you what to do. And you're just, you just are surveying everything in life, and the impulses, the chemical messengers, the signals, the hormones, they just tell you, yes, I want this. I want to go do that. I want, you know, so you have a natural zest for life. And those people are just they take the initiative. They're very positive about life. They're very strong. They believe well, and they bounce back from failure very easy, and nothing seems to get them down. You know, strong hormones, strong brain too, a strong mind, and strong sleep drive. People that testosterone helps improve your sleep, and that's very important. And then you can restore the data from what you've learned, and you can connect, and it helps your Shen, it helps your life in every level. But these numbers are important to know, because I think it's good for people to test their testosterone levels. And I'm talking about total testosterone here. There's also free testosterone. There's a certain amount of that testosterone, only usually a small amount, is unbound and free. That's what's available in your bloodstream immediately. That's the Jing. It's there in immediate reserves. Now, if sex hormone binding globulin is a protein that binds to testosterone, and if it's high, your free testosterone out of the total is very, very low. And that's not ideal. You want to try to keep sex hormone binding globulin down so that out of your total testosterone, let's say you're good, let's say you're over 400, you're 5, 6, 7. Some guys that are starting to work out and use tonic herbs or natural androgens, they get up to the 800s pretty quickly. And the dynamics of that is rewarding. Did a lot of research, Lucian, recently, excited about this topic, and I was amazed the diversity of the stuff I've uncovered, okay? And I want these androgenic superfoods, like the pine pollen, because it can really access the androgenic properties. And so as an androgen, it's going to help boost DHEA production, dehydroepiandrosterone, and that's a major adrenal hormone that helps make more testosterone, helps make other hormones, and it really boosts your Jing. And it's going to help boost testosterone, and it's going to help boost androgenostione, other hormones. And there are receptors for these male anabolic hormones all throughout my body. And if I can help influence that beneficially with foods, that's great. There's a lot of good things from the pine tree, actually, not just the pollen. The pine nut is an androgen. There's testosterone in the pine nut. The OPCs, the pine bark, are some of the most powerful antioxidants. And that goes all the way back to like post-medieval sailors that were dying from scurvy, and an Indian gives them a tea with pine needles that has the vitamin C and the pine bark that has the OPCs, the antioxidants. And those antioxidants massively boost vitamin C, and it took care of their scurvy. There's a lot of great things from the pine tree. I think pine trees have a lot of Jing. I've spent a lot of time backpacking in the Sierras and in the San Gabriel and San Gorgonio mountain ranges near Los Angeles, and long hikes. And those big pine trees, especially ones that are out around some open space, so that the pine pollen, the little pollen cones, are hanging off the tips where the new growth of the branches are down low, because they grow where the sunlight is. And if you're in a forest, they're going to be up at the top, and you don't see them, can't reach them unless you climb the tree. And at certain times of the year, you'll see that pollen, that white dust that coats everything. And that is a superfood. And really, it's becoming so well known, and because of pine pollen, people are talking more about androgens, these original anabolic steroids that come from nature that our body produces, and we can influence them without synthetic chemical hormones. We can influence them through our diet. If you're going to really get into building your Jing and looking at it from a hormonal point of view, testosterone is really good. It's really good for men. It's really good for women. In fact, every woman who's 35 or over, in my opinion, should be taking some kind of Yangjing herbs that can influence testosterone in a positive way. Should be taking a pine pollen extract. There are pine pollen powders, some that are cell wall cracked, and those have a higher absorption rate. The pine pollen is an incredible superfood. It has all vitamins and minerals. It has all amino acids almost. It has RNA, DNA, nucleic acids. It has antioxidants, both sides of the fence. And the enzymatic endogenous ones that your body makes and the exogenous ones like polyphenols, resveratrol is in the pine pollen. It boosts your SOD production, superoxide dismutase, and your glutathione production. Those antioxidants stop free radicals before they even form. They're the broadest. They're the most powerful things to protect us from all of the dangers that we have out there and from aging. So the antioxidants in the pine pollen powder as a superfood is great. It's got beta carotene, which turns to vitamin A. It's got vitamin D. It's got vitamin E. It's got vitamin C. It's got all B vitamins except B12. It's really high in minerals, very high in potassium, which is important because it displaces cesium, radioactive cesium. It's very high in selenium, powerful antioxidant, and zinc. Zinc and selenium together is the immune combo. That is powerful for people with candida or other types of immune system compromised things. Zinc is definitely a yang jing mineral. It's definitely a male. It inhibits aromatase, which is an enzyme that converts testosterone over to estrogen, and you don't want that too far. And the nutrition across the board in the pine pollen powder is amazing. I think you can eat generous amounts of the pine pollen, like a tablespoon a day. I think pine pollen powder, it literally is a complete superfood. There's only one thing it's missing, and that's chlorophyll. You could live on chlorella and pine pollen powder and be a superhuman. It's that good as a superfood. The pine pollen, I think you can take that every day. And then you've got your foods, and then you just address your attitude. You address the shen, the psychological level, and then you really address your sleep to get maximum sleep. You know, every hour of sleep you get before midnight is like 2 hours of sleep afterwards. You're going to release the most growth hormone if you go to bed like at 10:30. Much bigger, if you look at the graphs, it's a much bigger spike than if you're going to bed at 12 or 1 o'clock at night. Very important to learn this stuff sooner as opposed to later.
So, Truth, when we're looking at certain substances in nature, we can usually identify the source of whatever properties that substance, plant, or herb is going to give us by looking at the actual herb itself. What is it about the pine tree that makes it such a great testosterone builder and androgen? What are some of the characteristics that you've seen that make it a really good indication for people that this is something that could really, really help us coming from nature?
I mean, look at a pine tree. It's a pretty big, pretty wild specimen from nature, isn't it, Lucian? Now look at how it reproduces. At the end of the branches where the new growth are, there are these little pine cones, mini tiny pine cones called pollen cones. Okay, and they give off that white stuff, that pollen that you see everywhere that some people are allergic to, sneeze to. That is the male reproductive seed of this very gnarly specimen, this big pine tree that grows out in beautiful places in nature. Very rugged specimen, okay? So it produces its own male seed, its own jing. And as we know, the seed is a very powerful substance because from it can grow new life. And from that can grow new life and new life and new life. So, but also the pine tree has a pine cone. You know, the big, woody, gnarled, hard things that we use as decorations and what's not. That is the female reproductive organ of the tree. So the tree has both reproductive organs, and it can reproduce itself. It doesn't need to go out and mate with another tree. So the female pine cone also opens up and releases the pine seeds, which is the reproductive part for another reproductive part of the tree for growth. So that fact that it reproduces itself, that it lives in very harsh climates, like we look at tonic herbs like ginseng, and the more they can adapt to harshest wild climates, the most amazing gifts from nature, from everything I've learned, are the ones that hide from man, the ones that live deep in the forests in the most harsh climates. And pine trees grow at higher altitudes in colder climates, and they are just, they're tough, beautiful, majestic, amazing specimens. I've always been in awe. The moment I get into the vicinity where I can smell pine trees, I start getting excited. The juices start pumping in my body. I don't know if it's memories since I was a kid backpacking in the Sierras with the family and going, you know, for a week straight up in the Sierras, fly fishing at high altitude, pine trees everywhere, fresh air. It's amazing. But pine trees, they're powerful. They're incredible. Now look at the antioxidants, the OPCs, French maritime pine bark. Well, there's OPCs from pine bark. Actually, not just from France, but from Japan and from Europe and from America. They're from all over. The French just happen to be the ones that scientists believe are the strongest. But we have some of the strongest, some of the strongest known antioxidants to preserve and protect human life, or mammalian life, comes from the pine tree. The OPCs, the antioxidants in the pine bark. The pine nuts, I think, are the healthiest of all nuts because they're androgenic. They contain testosterone. They're not estrogenic like other nuts and seeds, and they're very nutritious, and they're very light and easy to digest. And then you have the pollen. And the pine pollen is a superfood. If you do the research on the nutrient profile, it's got vitamin A, which turns, provitamin A, beta carotene. It's got vitamin D. It's got vitamin C. It's got all B vitamins except B12, all five. It's got almost all amino acids. It's almost a complete protein. It's got nucleic acids, RNA and DNA. RNA and DNA, any food that has RNA and DNA has got to be on your superfood list if you're into longevity, anti-aging, age management. Because those are the spare parts, the raw material to correct the DNA from damage. That is like cell therapy or stem cell therapy in a way, any superfood that contains that. And in fact, you look at research like spirulina is blue-green algae, high in nucleic acids, RNA and DNA. They've done studies on rats giving them spirulina over time at a certain dosage, and they've noticed that stem cells, the stem cells in the bone marrow, the adult stem cells, are increasing and releasing and mobilizing through the animal's body with consistent use of spirulina. It seems, and like other superfoods that are very high in RNA and DNA, they have telomerase activation properties. And I think this whole scientific interest, telomerase expression in stem cells and in cell therapy, and in stem cell therapy, is so connected to RNA and DNA. And the superfoods that contain them are amazing, from chlorella to some of the live cold-cultured nutritional superfood yeasts to spirulina and to pine pollen, which is one that I don't think many people realize. I think it's a new superfood, period. But so it's very high in the amino acids, very high in nucleic acids. It's very high in essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's very high in antioxidants. Both sides, the endogenous and the exogenous, meaning the SOD, the superoxide dismutase, and the glutathione, those are the chief antioxidant protectors and defenders against ill health, against toxins, against the aging process. And when you're young, your liver helps you produce a lot of those enzymes, and you can pretty much put anything in your body and heal from it instantly, detox yourself and rejuvenate and feel great. As you get older, your body's ability to produce it goes down. Except once in a while you hear about this amazing person who's 90 years old, who's been smoking and drinking their whole life, and they're on no meds, and their health is great. And you'll test such a person, and you'll find that, wow, their SOD production naturally is really, really high still at 90 as a young person. Well, every once in a while we get these anomalies. You can influence those endogenous antioxidants on your own with the right superfoods. You can influence your body's ability to produce them. There are synthetic injections, there are IV drips that people are doing, and I think there are side effects when you do these things ongoing, but they can help people short term if they cycle it. But there's nothing better than being able to maintain high levels through having a healthy body, a healthy liver, and through superfoods that are precursors. It's not just when you take the pine pollen during the time that it's flowing through your system, your SOD and glutathione goes up. It's actually, if you take the pine pollen so many times a week, even just a smaller amount, but consistently, during the days of the week that you're not consuming the pine pollen, what happens is the body starts with the exogenous antioxidants. This happens. The body starts to learn how to produce consistently at all times of the day, higher blood levels of these very important protective longevity antioxidants. So you're working really smart when you start to do that. The research first came through with the glycosidins, the SODs that came from cantaloupe that were bound to a wheat protein in order to stop the digestive tract from degrading the SOD so it could absorb orally in humans. The problem is with this is that gluten is off the chart because you're eating a capsule that's almost like 90% gluten. And the gluten, even if you're not celiac, gluten is glycating. It's aging. It's not good for you. So there's got to be another way to SOD, right? Well, the superfoods like pine pollen have it, and barley grass juice and chlorella, actually more so spirulina, have SOD in them. And you want to consume those as much as you can, because everything that ages you in life, from air to breathing to oxygen to sunlight to radiation to toxins in the environment to free radicals to free radicals you generate through exercise, through life, through excitement, whatever, those antioxidants are protecting you all the way. And then you can live more and not burn as much jing. So the pine pollen has pretty much every vitamin, all fats, all proteins, all nucleic acids. It has all the important minerals. It pretty much has all minerals and electrolytes, but it's got the ratios that are great. The potassium is high, which is a vasodilator that helps balance the sodium. With more potassium, you can intake purposely more healthy sodiums like Celtic sea salts or other foods like that. Potassium's high. Potassium helps displace cesium, which is very good. And radioactive cesium, since things like Chernobyl and the more recent thing in Japan are definitely higher in today's world. But the other main minerals like zinc, very important jing mineral for men, but for immune system, for overall health of the whole body. Zinc is a hard mineral to absorb. I never take synthetic man-made mineral supplements, but sometimes I will use food state, raw, cold fusion vitamin supplements, mineral supplements that come from plants. But even then, I would not prefer to rely 100% on that, to look for superfoods that contain the right minerals. So zinc is a hard one to find. Zinc is high in the pine pollen powder. This is very good. Selenium is also high in the pine powder. Selenium and zinc together is serious immune therapy. The antioxidants of the two together are very strong for the overall immune system. I think people with candida and stuff like this, I always recommend generous therapeutic dose of zinc and selenium together, taken consistently for a long period of time because of the improvements on the immune system. Calcium, natural calcium in the pine pollen powder.
And Truth, as you know, we've sourced an amazing pine pollen powder, and the unique characteristic of this powder is its cell wall cracks, so it makes it really easily absorbable.
It's a pretty amazing food. It's very easy to digest. It's very light, very, very easy to absorb. You can get powders that are cell wall cracked, and they have a higher bioavailability, higher absorption rates. And then there are concentrated pine pollen tinctures in alcohol form. I'm not crazy about large amounts of alcohol, but for a healthy immune system, small amounts are going to be fine, especially if there's such a benefit to gain from taking it, which there is with pine pollen tincture, because the pine pollen tincture, the way it's extracted, it really gives you access to the androgens at a much higher level. So if you really are looking for pine pollen for the jing component, because it boosts these natural anabolic steroids in our body, our testosterone and DHEA, you're going to want to take the tincture. You can take both. You can take the powder as a superfood. You can take the tincture for jing. And there are some people that may want very, very mild to almost no benefit from the androgen side because they're younger and they don't need it. But they really want the nutrition and the benefits, or they like the pine pollen. Then you can have all the powder that you want. But a tablespoon a day is good. You add chlorella to pine pollen and you're set. You could live on it.
This program was brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com. Thanks for listening.